Well, hello, listeners. This is Ellen Sugg of Community Works Radio on KKRN Community Radio. And as a special pledge drive interview and a little mini show, I am in the Reading studio with members of the Rocky Horror Show cast that will be presented by Axiom Repertory Theater starting in October. And so I have here Raina Hurst.
Hi.
Hello. J.D. Hughes.
Hello.
And Amy Dunn.
Hi.
They're all actors in the play, and Amy is also the advertising director of Axiom Repertory Theater. And so we'll start out with J.D. telling us a little bit. He's the veteran actor here for Rocky Horror. This isn't the first time Axiom has presented Rocky Horror, right, J.D.?
This is actually our third year, and my third year, I'm happy to say, being involved with it. The first year I just was ushering for it. The second year I played as a phantom, and this year I'm going to be a phantom again, and I will be playing Rocky one of the nights. Axiom Repertory Theater is going to be presenting Rocky Horror Show. It's first production in their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading, what was known as the old H2O Bar. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newlyweds, Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter, and are in for a wild night of misadventure later on. The Rocky Horror Show on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th will be presented until the end of Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged, and what I mean by that is the cult fans, I'm sure, will know. They have callbacks throughout the show. You know, you interact, you talk to the actors, we interact, you have different props that, you know, you throw on stage, etc. Axiom's next stage is going to be here, and it's thanks to you guys. Tickets and information are at Axe Repertory Theater. So, go
on. Okay, and we're going to also give information about the play today as well. So it starts October 17th and runs through the 26th. And I know you were telling me the days that you actually are going to be airing, but we'll remind our listeners about that at the end. So what is, you know, it's such a famous play, and it's had one of the longest runs ever. The Rocky Horror Show, it's become what you called it, a cult classic. So so people that like it see it over and over and over again. Is that the idea?
Yes.
And you come in and you have a lot of fun, and you're invited to wear costumes to match and so on. And anyway, I guess the man that wrote the book, I read that he wrote the original play. He was in love with science fiction and B movies, and he was, you know, like trying to get the combination of that together in one production, and now it's a major part of our American culture, and I guess the English culture too. So new theater. Amy, could you tell us a little bit about your new venue?
Yes, we are so excited. We just acquired the old, it was formerly known as the old H2O building, or if you've been in Reading for long enough, you might remember it as Rumors. It's located at 2613 Bocelli in Reading. It's over by Liquor Barn and Lumberjacks and all that fun stuff. But it's a beautiful space. It's nice and huge, and it's going to make it so much easier for us to interact with the crowd. We're right up front, right with you guys. So everybody really does get to participate. And it's more than just a cult classic. It's really, honestly, it's a way of life for some people in this town. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's an exciting building, and it's a really exciting time for Axiom.
That's so great, because this is your first play at the new venue, so that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, Rocky Horror is our first show in the new spot. you know, we've been around for a few years, and it started off as, you know, like anything else, as a dream for our directors. And they just, every year, they continuously expand, so our theater company is getting bigger and better every year. And the show is going to be amazing.
And who is the director?
The director for the show is Ken Hill. So Ken and Nancy are our visionaries. They started our whole program. Now we've expanded. We have a board. We have, you know, directors of marketing and advertising and, you know, media. And, you know, we have wonderfully talented actors who are joining us this year and have joined every other year before, but just with each passing year, the talent gets bigger and better. So it's going to be incredible.
Well, great. And I'd also like to mention that Axiom is partnering with KKRN now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're delighted to be involved with the culture of the community and support artists and art in our county. So we're really happy to do it. And I just wanted to mention that Raina, I had a little talk with her early, and Raina is a graduate of Enterprise High and was part of Starship. And so I remember back when. So yeah. That's your background.
Yeah. I didn't do Starship. I did all the rest of the groups at Enterprise. But my kids are in Starship now, so it's fun coming back from a different perspective and still being involved and getting to do all that stuff. And I get to act like a teenager again when I go do all these things with my kids, which is fabulous. It keeps me young.
That's fantastic. Great. Very good. So now the Rocky Horror Show is a musical, mm-hmm. and these fine people have agreed to sing a small snippet for you from the show. And so does anybody want to give a lead in and tell us how it fits in?
Well, without giving away too much of the story, there is a character named Eddie, and Eddie is not a very nice guy.
No.
In fact, he has been nothing but trouble since the day he was born. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, guys?
Yep.
So we're going to sing a small portion of Eddie's Teddy for you guys.
Okay.
When Eddie said he didn't like his teddy, you knew he was a no good kid. But when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy!
Makes you cry.
And I did.
Okay, very good. I loved it. Very short little piece from it, but gives you the flavor.
It's just a taste. We, you know, there are obviously several more people who are involved in this song than just us, but I think we've got a pretty good baseline for you guys to kind of see what we're working with. So come out, watch the show.
Yes. Yes. And so, just to repeat, this is the Axiom Repertory Theater, and they're all members of the cast of the Rocky Horror Show, which is starting October 17th. And we actually have a little time for you to tell us maybe some other things that might be coming up.
Because
I know you're doing more shows than ever, it seems.
Oh, yes. We've got a magnificent lineup this year. We've got
Oedipus.
Is coming this winter.
Oedipus, I think, is December?
Yeah, it should be in December, yes.
And then
Spamalot is coming up as well. I'm doing that too.
Me too.
We're also doing a really wonderful show called The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which apparently Enterprise High School is also reading, so we're going to be fortunate enough to be able to do a matinee for them. But we've got other shows coming up as well. We have another musical that's going to be coming this spring. That's to be determined, so keep your ears peeled for that.
Axiom's presentation of like Constellations just came to an end, and I'm sure for everybody that saw that, they knew that was amazing. That was a beautiful production, you know.
Okay, so we would really, I'd really just encourage people, if you have a chance, if you're interested in theater, these are, great. These are people from the Rocky Horror Show, and I think if you're interested, you should definitely think about going. And we're going to go over the time schedule again. The Rocky Horror Show is going to be at the new Axiom Repertory Theater's venue on Bocelli Lane. And the address there, please, Amy?
It's 2613 Bocelli Lane.
Okay, and it starts October 17th. And what time of day does it?
It starts at 7:30.
Okay.
You want to get there early to get your seats. And so we're performing October 17th, 18th, and 19th, October 24th, 25th, and 26th, and then again on October 30th, and we close on October 31st for Halloween.
Okay, and that's a traditional part of the Rocky Horror Show also, is that it's around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And those are what days of the week generally?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, except for our final week, which is Wednesday and Thursday.
Right, in order to hit Halloween. So that's very great. And where do they go for tickets if they want them ahead of time?
They're going to go to axreptheater.com. It's axreptheatre.com. And also keep in mind that it's not just the show that we're going to be doing in this building. We're going to have other events before and after Rocky Horror, as well as other nights. We're going to have live music. We're going to have a bar for you guys. It's really going to be a good time. It's going to be a party. And get your tickets soon, because they do go very, very fast. Come on out and see us.
And on the 26th, there will be an after party with Double Crossed Band. And on the 31st, there's an after party with the Cadence. Yes.
Okay, well, that's all good information. Well, thank you so much for coming into the office. I mean, coming into the studio today. And I really look forward to seeing the show. And I'll look for you guys up there.
Thank you. And thank you for having us today. Thank you for partnering with us. We're really excited about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Well, you're welcome. So yeah, that's part of what community radio is about.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
We're happy to do it. And it's been a great pleasure to meet you today. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.